USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
COVID confusion. Is it a wonder why Americans are confused by the mixed signals from some health officials? Tuesday on CNN, a doctor tells their audience South Dakota's health system is busting at the seams.
I'm not trying to fearmonger. I'm just trying to tell the facts. South Dakota and its hospital, its ICUs, are under surge.
The South Dakota Department of Health is reporting only 12.4% of hospital beds are being used in that state. South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem tells Fox News it's all about leadership.
They appreciated the fact that we didn't shut down their businesses. We allowed them to be flexible. But we're doing really good in South Dakota. We're managing COVID-19, but also our economy is thriving. I think people are really recognizing that leadership has consequences. And what we're doing in South Dakota is Republican leadership.
South Dakota never locked down during the COVID-19 pandemic. USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
With the last presidential debate happening tonight in Nashville, Tennessee, the contest between President Trump and Democrat nominee Joe Biden alerts the nation the end of the 2020 cycle is upon us. The debate is set to begin at 9 p.m. Eastern and will be broadcast live from Belmont University, a private Christian university in Nashville, Tennessee. Go Fighting Bruins. Mainstream media moderator Kristen Welker has chosen the topics: fighting COVID-19, American families, race in America, climate change, national security, and leadership. The story Facebook and Twitter tried to censor from you seems to be getting bigger and bigger as no one in the Biden camp is claiming the laptop was not Hunter's. The Hunter Biden laptop is now in FBI custody. How long they have had the incriminating information is unclear. Rudy Giuliani also provided an additional copy of the hard drive to Delaware authorities on Wednesday. Giuliani told police officials that the hard drive contained evidence of crimes, Delaware Justice Department spokesman Matt Marshall said. USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
As if we didn't have enough to worry about, toilets are now under fire. USA Radio News' Val Dior explains.
If you're younger, you might not remember ye toilets of old, a toilet that took care of business, flushing everything in one fell swoop. You learn to be careful not to flush while still sitting. At his rally in Carson City, Nevada, the president took aim at what he calls ridiculous water restrictions put on newer toilets. He says that Americans have to flush their toilet 10 to 15 times, which in turn causes more water usage. Some realtors will tell you it's a thing, with clients buying newer homes and turning to a toilet black market, replacing new pots with old pots found in homes that have been torn down. With USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
The Department of Justice, along with 11 state attorney generals on Tuesday, filed a civil antitrust lawsuit in the U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia to stop Google from unlawfully maintaining monopolies through anti-competitive and exclusionary practices in the search and search advertising markets and to remedy the competitive harms. Joe Konka from The Hill tells Fox News, big tech is bigger influence on our daily lives than most think.
I think this is a big preview of things to come because conservatives, quite frankly, on the right side of the aisle, they've had enough because they see the evidence. They see, for instance, Facebook's election integrity expert formerly worked as a special advisor for European policy to then Vice President Joe Biden.
USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pryor.